All right. Anything that stood out? Hold on, I'm getting feedback here. Oscar, can you turn that off? Yep. Anything that stood out from the video that caught your attention before we have some more Bible time on meditating on good things?
Well, I'm sorry to be the speaker that jumps in all the time, but it made me think about when I was younger. I was a very negative person, and I don't think I am anymore. And it's I guess a number of things may have changed that, but it was very easy for me to think negative thoughts if something was going wrong instead of trying to turn things around. But I don't think that way anymore.
Good. Thanks for sharing. All right. I'm going to share a screen here. There we go. We're going to take a look at 1 Peter 5:8. We'll hold off on that Ephesians 6 passage here today. But if you have your Bibles, we'll go ahead and take a look. This is a description of the activity of the devil. 1 Peter 5:8 says this. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's see here. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. A very serious take on the devil and how the devil is definitely active and alive and seeking to really plant those thoughts in our minds that would cause us division. And so it doesn't say in this study, but our ladies that were on the call for the women's study this week, do you remember what we talked about, what the devil actually means, diabolos? It means divider. Devil means divide. That's what the devil does. He divides. He divides our minds and he divides us from each other. What does this verse say to you about our enemy? Or the second question, why is it important to understand and know all we can about our enemy, the devil?
So we can avoid him.
Okay, Joan says so we can avoid him. Why would it be good to know the tactics of Satan? Someone might say, let's just not focus on Satan. Let's focus on God and who God is. But why would it be important in our life to know how he acts and what he tries to do?
Because when
go ahead, Jan. Yep.
When he acts, oh, I'm losing it again already. If we know what he's like, what he's trying to do, we can cut him off mid-sentence or wherever.
Amen.
Yeah, awesome. And I shared with the ladies a story about General Patton, that when General Patton was fighting, what world war was he in? Was he in World War
Two.
Two, yeah. I wasn't alive then, so I'm, yeah. But the story is when General Patton was right beyond the line in Normandy, he was fighting the famous German commander Rommel. And it's said that Patton kept saying this phrase, "I've read your book, Rommel. I've read your book." What was he saying when he was saying that phrase? I think what he was saying was, "I know all your tactics. I know all your moves, buddy. I'm going to knock you out." And so as a Christian, it's a similar step. We know the devil. We know the adversary. And we know his tactics. It's to divide our minds, but also to divide us from each other.